Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, we are back here on Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Carrie Crowley, and it's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. She does a tremendous job covering the Giants farm system for The Athletic, Melissa Lockard. Melissa, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing? Doing
quite well myself. Thank you so much for joining us. So much to get to with regard to this Giants farm system. There's so many interesting prospects, so many great players to talk about, but I think we have to start with a guy who's put up just some eye-popping stats at High A Eugene this year, Melissa. Top pitching prospect in the system, Kyle Harrison, in 19 innings, 42 strikeouts thus far heading into the weekend. I mean, what can you say about his development, his track, and what Giants scouts are saying about him?
Yeah, I mean, he's been fantastic. Really, the only thing that has slowed him down this season is the weather up there, which has made it inconsistent for a lot of these guys to get their turns in. But, I mean, he's just, like last year, been everything they would have hoped for when they took him in the third round in 2020. He misses bats. He mixes his pitches well. He's added velocity since he's turned pro. You know, command can come and go occasionally a little bit, but when you're talking about a, you know, 19, 20-year-old pitcher against high A hitters and it's just occasional and not all the time that he's having control problems, that's pretty impressive. So he's going to be a really fun one to watch over the next few years, and I imagine he and Logan Webber are going to be a pretty fun top of the rotation for the Giants for a long time.
Yeah, really cool that both of those guys come from Northern California, will have the opportunity potentially to pitch together in the Giants rotation. Harrison, of course, a De La Salle guy, Webb, a Rockland High guy, and there's so many different prospects on that High A Eugene team, Melissa, that fans want to know about. And I guess the headliner on the hitting side is probably Marco Luciano, the shortstop prospect, kind of viewed internally as the heir apparent to Brandon Crawford. What can you tell us about the kind of start that he's off to this year?
Yeah, he's definitely been very good this year. It slowed down a little in May, but as I said, there's been a rain out every single week of the season, sometimes two. So to have any kind of rhythm as a hitter so far, I think is really impressive. And what he's done this year after struggling with Eugene at the end of last season shows his growth and development, his ability to make adjustments, which I think is as exciting as just the numbers themselves, because it really tells you a lot about a player when they can take information and, you know, turn it into positive changes. So he's hitting for average. He's hitting for power. He's a dynamic athlete. You know, it remains to be seen whether he stays at shortstop all the way through his career, but wherever he plays, he's going to be an impact bat. And he's a really strong personality as well, a leader amongst that team. And I think he's going to be, you know, a great face of the Giants at some point.
Absolutely. So many people looking forward to Luciano, but he might not even be the most productive infielder on that High A Eugene team, Melissa. A guy that I actually wanted to ask you about, he just popped up on my radar, Casey Schmidt, third baseman, mm-hmm. who didn't have the best of years at Low A San Jose last year, but is off to just such an impressive start this year for High A Eugene, hitting for power. The glove is great. What can you tell us about his trajectory?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm actually going to be writing about him for Monday's column at The Athletic. He's been fantastic. You know, he was a guy that I think if you looked at him coming out of college, there were some sort of Matt Chapman comps with him in terms of the kind of player he was at San Diego State. Really strong defensively at third, very, very strong arm. Showed some pop at the plate, but wasn't necessarily like one of the top college hitters, but still kind of got your attention that way. He actually also was a really good closer for that team. Mm-hmm. So his arm strength is for real. And, you know, last year at San Jose, he had a slow start, and then he, I think he was hit by a pitch and broke his hand or something like that. So that didn't really give him a chance to kind of take liftoff. But in between there, there were flashes of what you could see potentially from him offensively. And defensively, he's been just as advertised, you know, outstanding third baseman. He's played some shortstop as well. And just a very interesting prospect.
Melissa Lockard of The Athletic, kind enough to join us here on Talkin' Baseball, Giants pregame show as they get set to take on the Cardinals this afternoon, this evening. Melissa, while there's plenty of good news coming out of High A, Eugene, there isn't some good news with regard to a left-handed pitcher who was highly touted just a few years ago, Seth Corey. It appears shut down for the season. You broke some news regarding Seth Corey. What can you tell us about his situation?
Yeah, unfortunately, he had left shoulder surgery, and it wasn't clear at the time exactly the extent of the damage, but he was placed on the 60-day injured list. I think it was yesterday, or earlier this week anyway. So at the very least, he's going to be out for most of the rest of the season, if not all. And, you know, he was had kind of a very up-and-down year last year, really lost his command after showing great command in 2019. And so it was looking for a breakthrough kind of year again to get back on track. And it's just really disappointing because he's one of the harder workers in the system. You know, really cares about his craft, and for him to have that kind of a setback is such a shame.
Yeah, it's really tough blow to a pitcher drafted out of high school, forewent a college commitment, has been working hard to really get closer to the major league level. And so Corey, with the shoulder injury that Melissa reported on, he's someone who we'll watch later on when he does recover. There was an interesting deal that went down this week, Melissa, that I think took a lot of Giant fans by surprise. And that was their daily trade with the Seattle Mariners, where they acquired Donovan Walton, an infield prospect who hasn't broken through at the major league level in a major way for Seattle. But they gave up, instead of just cash considerations or a player to be named later, they gave up a prospect who fans recognized in Prelander Baroa, initially acquired in the 2019 deal that sent Sam Dyson to the Minnesota Twins, and he was off to a really strong start to the season. What'd you think of that deal?
Yeah.
Hey everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
I was surprised exactly because of what you said that, you know, he was off to a very strong start to the season. You know, he was one of those guys that had there been a Rule 5 draft, there was a decent chance that a team that wasn't planning on contending this year might have taken a flyer on him and, you know, tried to put him in the bullpen this year and develop him as a starter next year. You know, can get up to 100 miles an hour with his fastball. Command can come and go a little bit, but he's got, you know, a breaking ball that misses bats. So you could see a reliever type profile working really well. And, you know, at times the starter profile works well, you know, so it's definitely interesting. I mean, I think that Grant Brisby had written that it shows that they really like Donovan Walton a lot to give up a prospect like that. And I think that probably does make that indication. You know, they've got a lot of pitching depth. It wasn't something that's going to probably kill the depth at all, but it's definitely, you know, a loss from the system to lose a talent like that.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the Rule 5 draft because it leads me to the next prospect who, quite frankly, I was surprised that the Giants left him unprotected from the Rule 5 draft that ultimately didn't happen. So it ultimately didn't hurt them because of the odd circumstances with the lockout this year. But David Villar, third base prospect, off to an incredible start at AAA Sacramento. I think it's only a matter of time before we see him in the big league. Still some holes in his swing, Melissa, but he's got big time power and he's performing much better than the 11th round pick that he was back coming out of college.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of VR. I mean, he's a guy, you're right, there's some swing and miss there, but he also works the count really well, power to all fields, excellent defender at third base, and has turned himself into a pretty good first baseman as well, so he's got some versatility there, and just, you know, kind of one of those guys when you draw up what you would think of a prototypical corner infielder to look like, you know, that's what David Villar looks like. And so in some respects, I was a little surprised that they've gone after as much infield depth as they have with these daily trades with the Mariners, because they do have Villar that's just sort of sitting there. It's like, okay, you know, I think we could probably give him a chance too. But I think you're absolutely right. I do not think he would sneak through a Rule 5 draft again. So they're going to have to make a decision about whether they add him to a 40-man roster and bring him up at some point this year, you know, or kind of assume that they were going to lose him because he's been trying. I mean, he's been one of the most productive hitters in the PCL all season, really.
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday night. The Giants AAA affiliate was down 8-2, and VR almost single-handedly brought him back to a 10-9 victory with a grand slam and then a two-run home run late. Just an outstanding start to the year for David VR. Melissa, before we let you go, one last prospect I wanted to ask you about, and that is the 2021 first-round pick for the Giants. Will Bednar tossed 5 innings of no-hit ball for low-A San Jose already in a start this season. Just would love to know what you're hearing about Will Bednar and the impressions he's making on the Giants in his first full year in this farm system.
Yeah, you know, he came into a spring training in really great shape. He worked out with his brother David, who's one of the top relievers, you know, in the National League and pitching over there in Pittsburgh. So, you know, he kind of has a good feel for what it takes to reach the big leagues, you know, because of his brother. He's a kind of a bulldog guy. I think at some point you're going to see him working really deep into starts. They've been kind of careful with him so far, but the swing and miss has been there. He had a little bit of control issues at the beginning of the season, but has kind of gotten through a lot of those. And nobody's able to hit him. I think he's given up like 9 hits in 23 innings or something like that. So I'm not sure how much longer he'll be in low A, you know. So if you're in San Jose and you want to see him, you might want to get out there soon because it seems to me he'd be ready for higher or higher than that pretty soon.
Absolutely. Some great insight from Melissa Lockard. Like you just teased, the prospect report, prospect update for The Athletic that you write, it'll be out on Monday. Can't wait to read it, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Baseball.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate you having me.
All right, more up next. You're listening to the Giants pregame show, KNBR 104.5-680, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.